Life Audio.
A Prayer for a Heart of Wisdom by Tiffany Tabalt, read by Leah Martin. So teach us to number our days, that we may get a heart of wisdom. Psalm 90:12. Each of us is given a certain number of days to live out our life. How we choose to live each day is pretty much our own decision, though we're understandably influenced by those around us, our desire to find happiness, and our own personal expectations. We also live in a society that repeatedly tells us these things: be the best, achieve, and you deserve it. While all these sayings are indeed motivational, we can run into the danger of losing our life if we chase the vision of what others dictate that our life should be. As Christ followers, our desire ought to be to live out our days walking with the Lord and honoring Him in our choices. That often happens in the small moments of each day. Those moments can absolutely make an impact on the rest of each day, and then ultimately, your life. The words in our verse say, "So teach us to number our days." As we seek the Lord for each new day, praying for direction and wisdom, we're asking the Lord to teach us to value each moment and each situation that comes our way. What happens in your day is for a reason. As we seek the Lord for each new day, a sense of holy purpose will fill us. We're here to worship Him. We shouldn't take a single day for granted. We're here to make each day count for eternity. And while we absolutely should be all that God has made us to be and strive to always do our very best in every situation, our focus should be pointing others to Jesus, not ourselves. When we ask the Lord to help teach us to number our days, we begin to see the value of every situation. Our hearts begin to change as we grow wiser. This godly wisdom gives us the understanding and discernment we need to make sense of each of our days. The more we seek the Lord in this area, the more we get to know Him. The more we know Him, the more we'll begin to allow Him to work through our words, our faith, and through each of our days. So teach us to number our days, that we may get a heart of wisdom. That should be our focus if we're longing to make each of our remaining days matter. We're only guaranteed this one moment, not the next. Why not choose to make this moment be about the Lord? Seek Him in prayer and trust Him for each detail for the rest of today. Trust Him to guide you, to direct you, and to fill your heart with wisdom so that each of your days take on a holy purpose. Let's pray. Dear Lord, thank You for this day and for the rest of the days that You have for me to live. Help me, Lord, to trust You for each moment. Help me to seek You for each situation. Fill my heart with wisdom, that my life may glorify You and point others to You. Lord, will You guide and direct my steps today? Help me become more and more aware of Your presence with me. And may I grow in my ability to surrender each day to You and Your plans. In Your name I pray. Amen.
What happens when a writer and former history teacher goes toe-to-toe with his best friend, a nationally touring stand-up comedian? Total carnage, that's what. Two men enter, and two men leave, because that's how it works.
Actually, you get hilarious, real, and insightful conversations about life, history, culture, faith, and everything in between.
Join me, comedian Johnny W., and my pal, author and speaker John Driver, for Talk About That at lifeaudio.com or wherever you get your podcasts.